Today will be Ezra Shem be learned of Tes Zayin and Masechtus Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include Eved Ivri Nikna Bishtar, a Jewish slave, can be acquired with a document. This may be learned from a Shtar Kedushin, depending on whether Shtar Oma of Ria, Odoin Kaisvai, the form of the document follows that of Kedushin and is written by the master, or Av Kaisvai, it is written by her father. Kaina Atzmai, the various ways an Eved Ivri acquires himself when leaving his master's domain, including Shanim, upon completing his 6-year term, Yevil, if his term is interrupted by the Yevil year, and Geroin Kesef, he redeems himself by calculating the value of the remaining years and paying the balance. When leaving before completing his term, he may use Kesef, money, or Shava Kesef in the item of value, or Shtar, an emancipation document. The use of such a document demonstrates Eved Ivri Gufa Kanoi. A Jewish slave is owned by his master, and his master cannot free him simply by waiving his service. Omavriya. The additional ways that a Jewish maidservant goes free, including Simanim, when she shows signs of maturity and becomes a Naira, Mises Adin upon her master's death, and possibly Mises Av upon her father's death, according to Rish Lakish. Simanim. The signs of maturity that mark a woman becoming a Naira, an adult, and the Gemara discusses at what age are the appearance of these signs indicative of adulthood. Hanukkah, a Jewish slave receives gifts upon his parting. Possible exceptions include Bayreach, a runaway, and Yetzer B'Gerorin Kesef, when he redeems himself. Bayreach, a runaway slave, needs to complete his sentence. The Gemara discusses Chala if the time he was ill counts towards his term.